BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Our listener Leanne calls us because she's always single at Christmas. Deb's on Real or No Real, and we reveal the date for this year's Relationship Transfer Deadline Day. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Dan from Loughton's been on. We're his breakfast show this morning because he has been working nights, so just feels a little sleepy. Just woken up. Good morning, Dan from Loughton. Also in there, Ariana Grande. Focus on me. Best video of the day on the internet so far is Mariah Carey on a breakfast TV show in America. And obviously she is Christmas. And they make Mariah watch a performance of Ariana Grande doing All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Okay.
Her face is something else.
So it's like a bit like Gogglebox.
Well, they're just like, hey, Ariana did your song live at a gig the other night. Do you want to see it? And she was like, not really. I think it's going to be weird. And then she watches it. But then they kind of split the screen. So half of it is Ariana doing the performance and half of it is just Mariah Carey's face. And she's like, honey. It's brilliant. Watch it. Mm. So here we are then, Monday afternoon. Some strong texting from you over the weekend, Chris.
Cheers, mate. Yeah.
All good?
Yeah, all good now.
You okay?
Do you know what it was? Is I sent an idea to everyone who works involved in this show.
We've got like a little group message thing going on.
Right. So I went to go see the Maccabees on Friday night.
Yes, you did.
And had quite a good idea on that night out.
Mm.
So I texted it round everyone who works on this show.
An idea for the show.
Yeah, an idea for the show. Thought it was brilliant.
But you know when you've had a couple of drinks and you think you've got the best idea in the world?
Yeah.
So none of us were around with our phones, really. So none of us replied going,
That's nonsense. Sorry. Okay. Saying that out of four people here, no one had phones on them is rubbish.
But it could have waited till Monday.
But anyway.
But because you were out, you wanted an answer right now. And you were being needy. You were like, why has no one replied to the group text
about
this idea?
Exactly. A while later on, no one had replied to this text, so I then started getting angry at everyone.
Mm, going, well, obviously no one likes my idea then. No, we just haven't replied. It's not all about you all the time. Anyway, I thought it was a good idea. But you needed to be told that on the night rather than now, didn't you?
Yes, you've waited until now to reply to a text which was sent on Friday night.
Yeah, and no one was getting back to you and you were getting really annoyed.
Imagine if people here did that to you. That's the thing.
They would.
That's the incredible thing
they
about
would.
That situation. Can you imagine? Yeah, and having you texting me saying, oh, you're needy.
Yeah.
You're needy.
Yeah, but we are a bit needy.
Wow.
Do you remember the text I sent the last one, which was, go to bed, Chris? That was good, I thought.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Leanne.
Hey, Leanne. What's going on?
I've got a bit of a Christmas problem, Scott.
A Christmas problem?
I do, yeah. I'm one of six girls, so I've got a big family, and they've all got partners, they've been with each other for a long time, and I'm the only single one, and it happens every year, so I get lots of presents based around being single, and there's always a big joke that, yeah, I can never bring anyone to dinner, and there's always a spare chair at the dinner table, so I just thought I'd give you a ring to help my Christmas singledom.
Oh, how long have you been single?
Well, my last relationship was about 6-7 months ago, but I can never seem to hold on to a man, and that's my problem.
Oh, right. And, so, even though you have been going out with people, they're never around at Christmas.
No, they always seem to disappear, or they break up just before Christmas or just after, and they're never around over the Christmas period. So it's always a running joke. My mum likes to say that Taylor Swift is the soundtrack to my life.
So, yeah. Oh.
So the problem is, I guess the main problem being that you don't want to be the odd one out at Christmas.
Yeah, that tends to be it. I mean, all my siblings, they've been with their other half for a long time. I mean, three of them are married, two of them are engaged, and one's been with her other half for 7 or 8 years now. So it's sort of like a Leanne's lonely cunt on her own at the dinner table.
Oh, lonely Leanne.
Do you get treated as a disappointment?
I do. My nana is the worst one. It's always, oh, Leanne, can you not hold on to a man long enough? And it always tends to be that way. And it's always, oh, in my day, I used to hold on to a man. Can you be a bit more like me, Leanne? And I know it's a bit sad, really.
I think it's a bit harsh of your family to put a spare chair there when there's not going to be anyone there.
I think it's funny.
And even if I don't put the spare chair there, then there's an odd number, and my nana gets really funny. She's like, oh, there's an odd number of chairs. Yeah, can you not just find someone?
Just bring anyone.
Anyone will do. But yeah, no, and I always get this Christmas present. My mum, oh, is terrible for it. She will buy me a self-help book for finding men and how to hold on to
them. Oh, wow.
Every year, yeah. So I've had Treat Them Mean, Keep Them Keen, Men Are From... I think it's Men Are From Venus, Women Are From Mars, whatever the book is. And a large selection of them.
But it sounds to me that they quite enjoy the fact that you're single. It's not that they're concerned or anything like that. It's actually you're providing their Christmas entertainment.
Yeah, it does tend to be a bit of a running joke. So you're
getting books, you're probably getting T-shirts with I'm single on it.
Yeah, my mum will try and be like, oh, this guy's really nice, we'll try and put you on this one. Or my sister's fiancé, he's like, oh, I've got this friend. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I actually don't reckon they would like it if you had a boyfriend over Christmas. That's my theory there.
You never know, it could be.
I reckon their entertainment would go.
They seem to be taking too much enjoyment out of it.
They do, yeah. I mean, the one time I did have a partner over Christmas, it was he couldn't be there. But it was like, oh, so maybe he's not really real. Mm. Maybe he doesn't exist.
Oh, I see.
See, I do have friends who say that they're in a relationship, but I've never met them. And sometimes I do wonder if they're actually real. I'd thought that about the producer of this show for a while. Because
that's true.
Well, he's got a girlfriend.
We've all thought that.
Never met her, have we? Have you met her?
No,
I've never met her. And it's
he
always talks about her.
Also, whilst we're on the subject, actually, I'll say to him, "You all right, mate? You had a good weekend?" And he'll say, "Yeah, just went out with the lads." It always seems like he never sees her.
No, I know that he does see her, but we've never met her.
No, that's true.
And it's been a while now. I've been working on the show.
I have met her once, but then could be anyone, couldn't it?
Maybe that's what I should do at Christmas. Just bring someone along and be like, yes, we've been together for such a long time.
No, what you need to do, and I promise you this happens, and other people will say they've done this as well, invent a boyfriend.
Maybe that'd be a good plan. Yeah, just...
Yeah, but they won't. They'll never believe you. Here's my theory, and I see a little business opportunity here for myself, Scott. Can I run it past you?
Go.
So I'm thinking, you say a good thing to do is to invent a boyfriend, but the problem is they'll never believe that you actually have one.
Well, just say that he's busy and he can't be there, or he's seeing his family at Christmas.
So what about if I offer a service whereby people who don't have boyfriends, I can ring their members of family pretending to be their boyfriend?
Okay.
Do you see what I mean?
That would be perfect.
So it could be anyone.
She'd be great.
This is brilliant.
You're actually keen on this idea?
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, you could ring my mum, tell her, yeah, he comes for Christmas. It's all good. No worries.
Oh, no, but he won't be there. He can't. I mean, that basically, you're employing an escort at that point. He won't be there for Christmas.
No, I won't be there at all. But
he can ring up and say, oh, hi.
He does exist.
I do exist. Well, he won't say that, obviously, because that would be weird.
That's too far. But the thing is, Leanne, I am the master of subtlety. And also, I am an ideal boyfriend. No?
You'll have to ask a selection of her parents for that opinion. But
I'm good with mums, especially.
Did you just hear the laughter in the studio there where he said he was an ideal boyfriend?
Just a tad, yeah.
But I could do this for anyone. Anyone could phone up and say, yeah, look, I'm in a similar situation. I just need a boyfriend to ring my friend just to prove that I've got a boyfriend. Mm. And I can do that a number of times for money.
You're like rent a boyfriend, but on the phone.
I'm a rent boyfriend.
Yes, you are. I've seen shows about this.
You could do.
So here's what you could do, I think. Leanne, if you're up for this.
Yeah.
Chris calls your mum and says, oh, hi, is Leanne there? Obviously, you won't be there. And then when she says, oh, she's not here at the moment, or, how can I help? Then he says, oh, yeah, I'm seeing Leanne at the moment and I'm really sorry I can't make it for Christmas.
Mm. I'm sure that would be fantastic. My mum would love it.
You like that?
It could actually, could be a...
Because then, I mean, you've got an actual voice on the phone there, so they'll believe you that you do have a boyfriend.
Yeah, what would you like your boyfriend to be called?
Any name?
Oh, I don't know.
Pierre?
Let's not make it too exotic, please.
Something nice and simple.
Like what do you like? You can choose.
Any name.
Oh, go for James. It's nice and chilled, and there's no one in my family called James.
James.
No worries. And what profession would you like James to be?
Oh, it's going to be quite hard.
Fireman?
Oh, that would be good. Yeah, it could be a fireman.
Fireman called James. Okay, and what does James look like? Oh, no, that's fine.
Dark and handsome, yeah.
Okay, good. Sorry, I was getting a bit carried away there in non-reality. So are you cool with us calling your mum?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Give her a ring. Yeah. Let her know does exist.
All right, so in a minute, we're going to call your mum. We'll get her number off you now while this song's on.
Okay.
And then we'll give her a ring and see what happens.
What I want to help you with is they'll stop taking the mick out of you.
Yeah.
Because you will have a boyfriend that sounds very real. I'll make this very real.
Yeah.
Okay. Good plan.
Right, wait there. I'm going to try and make your Christmas a lot less awkward. Wait there.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just been speaking to Leanne. Every Christmas, her family are like, oh, where's your boyfriend? And he's never there. Because she's always single over Christmas. All her sisters have got their boyfriends there round the Christmas dinner table. And Leanne is sat there next to an empty chair. Don't know why they put the chair there. I think it's a bit harsh myself. Chris has come up with an idea. This is not very profitable for you. Are you worried about that?
Well, it will be when I start charging for it.
Oh, and Chris will ring up your mum or your dad. You'd rather mums though, right?
I will probably find it easier with mums.
Yeah. He'll ring up your mum and go, well, hi there. Sorry, I can't be there for Christmas. So you've basically invented a boyfriend. But because they've spoken to him on the phone, they'll believe it's real.
Just to check, Leanne, then. So you want me to be called James? That's your ideal boyfriend name?
Yeah. Nice and simple.
Is he a fireman? But why would he not be there on Christmas Day? Can we invite, like, can he be a pilot?
He'd be working a shift. If he's a fireman, he'd be on 24-hour shift.
I'm going to make myself sound like the most ideal boyfriend ever. Just watch how I work.
Okay, good.
Watch me, nay-nay.
Okay, well, I look forward to this. So while that song was on, you gave me your mum's number and name. So I've got all that ready to go. We're going to ring her up. Jackie is her name, Chris.
Jackie, okay. Do I call her mum? Not yet.
I'm not sure that's cool.
I'm just going to play it subtle and cool. Because all I'm ringing up is to give her the impression that you've got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Subtlety's key here.
Okay. Do you think this is going to help you at Christmas?
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping that knowing that there's, you know, potential, I might get a little bit less stick from my family for always being the single one.
It's all part of the service. We're ringing your mum now.
Sounds like a good plan.
Oh, no. I don't know why I trust you to do these things.
Hello?
Hello. Is Leanne there, please?
This isn't her number.
Oh, sorry, I must have a different number for her. Is that Leanne's mum, Jackie?
Yes.
Hey, you're right, my name's James.
Oh, hello.
Leanne's not about, is she? Oh, in fact, she said she might be around there a little bit later.
I'm working, so I'm not at home.
Oh. I'm sorry to miss it. It's nice to speak to you finally, though.
Great. Yeah, she might be at my... Oh, no, I think she'd have gone to work now.
Yeah, well, I got a little text off her earlier. She's busy at work. She's a lovely girl. I'm her boyfriend.
Oh, okay. I've got to go because I'm a courier, so I'm...
Oh, sorry.
...in my car.
Yeah, and whilst you're on, actually, I just wanted to say I'm really sorry that I won't be able to make Christmas this year.
Okay, well, I've got to go anyway.
And I understand you were going to make a lovely meal.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I really have to go.
Unfortunately, I'm building an orphanage for injured birds in Botswana. No, that didn't work. That didn't I was trying work. To impress her with some voluntary work. Okay. I mean, I couldn't think of anything else to try and impress her with. Oh. I didn't even get round to the fireman part there.
Leanne, are you okay, hon?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, don't worry.
I don't know if she bought that.
No, maybe not. Never mind.
I mean, she sounded very busy.
Yeah, she's a courier, so it's the busiest time of the year, unfortunately.
That's rubbish. I don't really feel like I got the message across.
You can always call one of my sisters. That could always be interesting.
Yeah, I think because your mum, she didn't have time to listen, really.
No, we need someone to get. Will be at home.
We need someone to get the message. Right, let's call younger
let's
sister.
Let's call your sister because she'll speak to your mum.
Okay.
Why
yeah,
on earth would I be calling your sister?
We're all really close.
Yeah, sure. It's fine. I'll just say that. It's a number I had for you.
Okay, I'll let you gather your thoughts. I'll play another song.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. We've got ourselves into a right state here. Mm. We're in too deep.
It's actually stressing me out a little bit now.
So Leanne is single and always seems to be single at Christmas. All her sisters are taken. So she's just sat there on her own and they're making jokes about how single she is. We're trying to help here. And Chris just rang Leanne's mum, Jackie, to basically say that he was her boyfriend, but he can't make it at Christmas. Mm. She was too busy at work.
She wasn't having any of it. And the thing is, I've gave myself a different name. I've given Leanne's dream boyfriend description.
Yeah.
But I just struggled with that one to get all the relevant information away.
But we need your family to think that you do have a boyfriend, even if he can't be there for Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've decided we're going to ring one of your sisters. You're all very close, aren't you?
We are indeed, yeah. We're literally like best friends.
Okay.
Cool.
Chris, have you worked out why on earth you would have her number?
I'm just going to say I had it saved in my phone from where Leanne texted me off it at some point.
Okay.
Yeah, me and my sisters, we hang out all the time. We go shopping and they're always around my house. So
they use each other's phones, probably.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Yeah.
This is my business idea. Mm. I thought this could be the start of a very rich business for me.
I'm sure other people will be in touch wanting to use your services.
Because if this works, then obviously we'll charge for it in future.
All right, so we're about to call your sister, okay?
Yep, no worries, go for it.
You need to make her believe that like you're Leanne's boyfriend.
Fine.
Okay.
What's your sister's name?
Katrina.
Okay, we've got the number. Here we go. Stay there, Leanne, and listen.
Hello?
Hello. Is Leanne there, please?
I'm sorry, she's just gone to work.
Okay. Is that Leanne's sister, by any chance? Is that Katrina?
This is Katrina.
Oh, Katrina, I've heard all about you.
Have you?
Yeah, it's really good to speak to you. My name's James.
Hi, James.
I've got a part-time degree in astrophysics.
Oh, you're... That James. Oh, okay. Yeah, she's just gone to work. You'll be able to get on a mobile, though, most probably.
I'm looking forward to... Yeah, I tried that. Yeah, she was texting me a little bit earlier. I just thought I'd try this number. I'm looking forward to seeing you all at Christmas anyway.
Oh, I didn't know. It'll be good to see you too.
Yeah, well, the annoying thing is I was planning on coming round over Christmas Day for some nice food, Christmas dinner, but I can't make that now, unfortunately.
Oh, that sucks.
Which is a shame, because I was really looking forward to meeting the family.
Yeah, if you meet us all in the same time, it might be a bit hectic. There's a lot of us.
She's a great girl, Leanne, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
Perfect girlfriend.
Yeah.
I've got some incredible presents for all of you as well that I've hand-whittled from pieces of wood.
Oh.
Because I'm good like that. I've got sort of good at carpentry and very creative. I'm an arty type, but I'm also I've also got the brains to match. In my spare time, I like to watch University Challenge and even the difficult one that's after that. It's called Only Connect, and I can answer nearly all the questions.
Cool.
Well, but it's hard making as much time as I could to watch those shows, because I'm also in the gym a lot, obviously, being incredibly attractive.
Of course.
Anyway, I'll see you over Christmas. Oh, no, unfortunately, I won't be able to be there on Christmas Day, but I'm sure I'll see you around.
Most probably.
Good to meet the family and all that.
Yeah, I'll tell Leanne you called.
Yeah, we've been going out a few months now. Things are all going brilliantly.
Yeah, well.
So tell your mum.
Okay, I will. Hey, well.
All right, bye then.
Okay, bye.
See you, sis.
No, that was too far.
Was it?
It was too far. Oh, you called her sis.
It's actually much harder than it seems doing this kind of thing.
Leanne?
Hello.
Do you think that'll feed back to the rest of the family?
Hopefully. Trina likes to talk, and she's on maternity leave at the minute, so I'm sure she'll be busy calling up all my ancestors to let her know.
That's cool. Yeah. I think we've done that there.
Job done. That should trickle down.
No worries.
I think we've really helped you out there. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I'm hoping now this year.
It'll get round.
No stick.
It'll get round.
It will, and hopefully my nana will be quite surprised, and she'll be asking lots of questions. So.
Yeah. You two might want to call each other before Christmas, though, and get your story straight.
Yeah, sorry. Do you know what? Next time,
if we
do this again, I'll plan it better and I'll write some notes.
Definitely, yeah. We can give you a follow-up to let you know how it's going, how it trickled through.
Yeah, please do. Because I'm sure they'll be ringing you this week going, oh, so who's James?
I'll probably get a phone call on the way home. Right.
You must let us know. You must let us know what they say.
Definitely, we'll do.
All right. Good to speak to you, Leanne.
You too. Thanks so much for your help. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
A lot of requests for your comment about the fact that you're building a bird sanctuary in Botswana to be in the gap on Bumbleo Wednesday this week. Darren in Lymington, very keen for that.
People already thinking about Wednesday's gap.
Yeah.
That's the thing with a Monday, isn't it? You always look ahead to the rest of the week.
That's right. And that definitely needs to be in the gap come Wednesday. I'm worried that, once again, we've fallen into the trap on the show of doing too many things that are too cringe. Do you think we need some kind of sound effect to warn people?
Well, I think people should just expect it a little bit now, shouldn't they? I mean, that was always going to play out maybe,
yeah,
maybe a tad cringe. I didn't think it was that cringe.
Also, if you listen to this show all the time, like when we do something like that, you know it's probably going to be quite awkward. That's the reason you love it, right?
Wasn't that cringe?
The parts of the mum one were, I think. Savo in Suffolk. Read some of the messages. Cringe city. Cringe glands just exploded. Ben in Winchester. Ross, his glands are well up as well. Poppy in Trowbridge made her want to set fire to her teeth, which I think is a bit extreme.
That's an exaggeration.
Maybe we need some kind of, like, noise or something to signify that it's going to be cringe any moment. I've just got a doorbell to hand. It can be that, it can be something else.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What a shock weekend on telly. Peter Andre off Strictly.
Big news, that.
I know. He's done a pixie lot. Everyone was expecting him to win.
Oh, I thought I was rhyming for something. No. I was trying to work out what...
No, it's just like that's what happened last year. And
why was he off? Because wasn't there issues with him the week before?
It was really good and then just went a bit wonk.
So it's just not working out for him at all?
But no, just got bottom of the leaderboard and then off.
Well, you know why?
Why?
Because he never brought out the crab. That's
exactly
what he needed to do. You've got news on this, by the way.
Okay, so at the weekend on French Strictly, Danse Avec les Stars, they did the crab routine made famous by me last
year. You
watch
French Strictly Come Dancing?
No, people were tweeting me about it. Although I do know one of the head judges on French Strictly, but that's another story.
Do you?
Yeah, Chris. Big hair, really camp, but got a girlfriend. Anyway, so really famous in France. So they did the actual crab routine, but was the celebrity was being Ariel and the professional dancer was being the crab. So therefore a lot better than me.
But they've robbed your routine.
If you look at it, it's very similar. There are videos.
So they had a professional dancer doing your crab pincer move.
Yeah, they swapped it round. So the Ariel was played by whoever the celebrity is this year. Fourth Impact off X Factor. Did you see Simon chatting behind Ollie and Caroline to them after they got knocked out? What do you think he was saying? It's fine, I've signed you already.
I always wonder what the small talk is afterwards.
I think it's like, look, I'm giving you a record deal, because he will, blatantly. Also, Adele, 3.38 million copies in 1 week of the album 25, biggest selling UK album ever. Have we found out who her hot bodyguard is yet? Do you know about this?
No.
There's pictures of her everywhere, and obviously there's bodyguards with her wherever she goes, and it's causing quite a storm.
Oh, really?
Carl's hot. I don't think we know who he is yet.
A question for you about Adele, right? And this is a good point. Can you name Adele's full name? She's known as Adele, right? Do you know her last name?
Adele Atkins.
Right, that blew my mind. How did I not know this? I've just never questioned it before. Well, she's always just been Adele.
Clearly
to me.
Would have a second name.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. When I found that out, it just... I don't know, it's changed things for me a little bit.
Why?
Adele Atkins.
Why?
I don't know, it just doesn't sound as good.
Also, how do I know that? What a geek.
Yeah, how do you know that?
Pop geek. And also, this has made me feel a little bit better about him. Justin Bieber walks into a bar in LA on Friday night, like a college bar, and buys every single person there shots. Shots with Justin Bieber.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What I want to know are who are the people that are going ha, all the way through that song, because they're not getting enough credit. It's all about Adele. What about the ones?
Don't make that noise again.
Now I've told you that, you'll notice that every time we play it, a Joanna is right on it. Adele's hot bodyguard, I'm obsessed. His name is Peter van der Veen.
One. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Are you bored of the why did Adele cross the road joke yet? Because I've heard it so much.
I've not heard it, but I imagine I know what the punchline
what
is.
What do you think it is? Why did Adele cross the road?
Is it to say hello from the other side?
Yeah.
Lol.
If anyone laughed at that point, you need to have a word for yourself.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. 1.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's that?
Hello, it's Lucy.
Hello, Lucy. What's going on? It's Scott.
I'm just wondering when relationship deadline's going to be this year.
Oh, the transfer deadline day. Yeah.
Loads of messages have been coming in about this, Scott.
I got so many at the weekend going, when's it going to be?
I need to make sure I'm in the safe zone.
Are you thinking of transferring your relationship at the moment?
No, but I'm hoping that I'm not transferred either. So I'm hoping
that's the thing, that's the worry.
Yeah.
Sorry, just to explain, are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you just want to make sure that you're not dumped and that you're not dumping.
No, that's it. Just double checking.
If you don't know what relationship transfer deadline day is, basically we give you a date every year before Christmas and you're not allowed to split up with that person until the window closes, which is sometime in the new year.
Well, it's because it's cruel to dump over the Christmas period, really, isn't it? And that just gives you a real feeling of safety around that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you've gone out, spent good money on presents by that point. You don't want them going to waste. It's just a safe zone.
So normally we give you the start point and the close point of the relationship transfer deadline day window, and you are not allowed to dump or be dumped in that time.
It is nuts, the whole thing, isn't it, Scott? Mm. I always find as well now, around this date, there's increased activity. So even though you can't dump in that transfer period...
Mm. A lot of people get it done before the window closes.
Yeah, there's so much action going on just before and around that time. It's a very exciting time to be alive.
So you're hoping you're not going to be transferred, right?
No, hoping not. I've always... I'm the one who's always got the winter boyfriend as well.
Oh, really? So how long have you been seeing this boyfriend?
Well, he's been 3 years, so he's stuck. But I've always had a winter boyfriend.
Yeah.
Going to keep him for the winter.
But 3 years, you're not worried that it might suddenly all end, are you?
No, I should be fine.
Okay.
I'm looking out for my friend as well. She's got a winter boyfriend, but he's going to Thailand for 3 weeks on Christmas.
Oh,
right. So, yes, that reassurance is very important.
Mm.
Yeah, so she needs to trap him.
This is ridiculous, this thing. Every year. Like, this has gone from the silliest idea to an event.
Mm.
It's part of people's calendars.
It is part of people's calendars now. It's a tradition now. Do you want to know when it is this year?
Yep.
It is... Wednesday, the 16th of December.
Transfer deadline day.
That's late this year, isn't
it? Whoa, that's very late, Mills, actually. What's your thinking there?
Just sometimes that's how it falls on the calendar, you know?
Right, okay. Wednesday 16th.
Yeah, so you have got a bit longer this year. And then
I think it should be next Wednesday.
No, it's got to be the 16th.
Interesting argument going on.
And then on the day, we will tell you when it's all fine again and when you're allowed to dump somebody or be dumped. Okay?
Have you got people on the ground again this year?
Well, actually, 16th works for me because that does give us a couple of weeks to get stuff in order for it.
It does.
So actually, maybe the 16th is a good day to do it.
People always say, oh, this is really cruel. It's not. It's helping people out because it's much crueler to be dumped or dump someone over Christmas.
Yeah.
In that time where it's supposed to be lovely and festive. Did you hear it last year?
Yeah, it was Ollie
Mears. Yeah, Ollie Mears was on. We'll have a crack team of reporters. Don't worry, again.
Well, this is the good thing about being on the 16th. You know how difficult Chris Kamara can be to get hold of.
Oof.
I think 16th gives us plenty of time.
Yeah. So tell everyone you know, 16th of December, that's a Wednesday. That will be relationship transfer deadline day on this show, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Probably worth putting in diary.
Yeah, put in diary. Everyone put in diary now.
Put in diary and maybe send a text to your relevant boyfriend or girlfriend.
Just to warn them. All right, good to speak to you.
Okay, thanks. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Seen Zayn and pictures of Gigi Hadid together today. That's happening, I think.
Yeah, aren't they on?
Gigi and Zayn Malik. Hi, Dev.
Hi.
Any idea what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I did see those pictures. That's his new Squeeze, right?
Yeah, I like Squeeze.
Yeah, let's bring it back. So him and Perry definitely together then.
And vice versa. I mean, Gigi is part of the...
the squad.
The Taylor Swift lot. Yeah. Isn't she?
She's part of, she just follows our lead around.
So is it a little bit like, you know, you split up with somebody, you go out with somebody you know that they're not going to like, just to kind of wind them up a little bit?
I don't know.
Hang on, I don't understand that. So are you saying that Taylor Swift wouldn't approve?
No, but perhaps are the Little Mix and Taylor Swift worlds, are they... They're at peace with each other?
They don't really... Well, they never really meet. And obviously, once you're in the squad with Taylor, there's not really any getting out of it.
I love these pop chats. We should do this more often.
Yeah, we should. But instead, let's play Real No Real.
Yeah, let's do that.
Dev's on instead of Greg today at 4 o'clock. Is this real?
The latest craze to hit posh food menus ahead of Christmas this year is caviar from snails.
Ew.
That would be snail eggs then, wouldn't it? Caviar is mini eggs.
It's not for me, thanks.
No.
I mean, I'll have the other menu, please.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Snail eggs, that doesn't happen, does it? Unless, I'm not too good with nature questions on this show.
Is it? But it's not like snail poo, is it?
No. I've seen snail poo before.
Come on, we're better than this.
Do they lay eggs? I know a snail is a mollusk.
Mollusk?
I don't know what type. I just imagine they give birth to little baby snails. Shells perfectly formed.
I never thought about it. I do find that funny, actually. That's such a
good
point.
Did he not just squeeze out a little shell?
It is funny to imagine a baby snail, isn't it? Yeah. Like, I mean, the situation there, is it born with a shell on? Like, is that a ridiculous question?
I'm no expert.
Fascinating to know what goes on there.
In my brain, snail mum will just pop out a couple of, like, shells, and then out of that will come a little baby snail.
I don't know.
This is the same person that last week was insisting that eventually fish will have hands.
Do you know what? A lot of people have contacted me via Twitter. A lot of people have been tweeting me pictures of fish with hands saying the future is closer than we think.
Was Steve Backshall on at one point?
Yeah, honestly, everyone wanted to chip in after you tried to make me look like an idiot. Also, the week before, where I did point out that insects are the future of snacks, and you all laughed at me about that. That's happening as well. I saw a news report about it yesterday.
Big in China, isn't it?
I ate some the other day, actually. I was at some event and they were like, oh, try these crickets. They're like deep fried, could have been anything. Anyway, so is caviar from snails the latest thing, the latest menu craze in Christmas? Maybe it's cheaper than normal caviar, like a budget option.
Yeah, but it does say posh food menus, doesn't it? So for me, this is like extreme eating for poshos.
Real?
I just don't think snails lay eggs, so I'm going to go no real on this
one. I think even in the deepest, darkest aisles of any Whole Foods, even the most hipsterist posho would say no to this. No real.
That one is real.
Boss! Yes.
Snail caviar production can take up to 3 years, and a tiny 30-gram jar will set you around about 65 quid out of your bank balance.
Waste of money.
It's like Manuka honey.
And next.
Recently reformed band Busted had to change their name in the Netherlands due to copyright reasons, and there they go by the name Bust.
Oh, yeah, they're all getting back together now, aren't they?
Yeah, that's happening. Busted, the reunion. But were they called Bust in Holland only?
But this must have been a problem previously, not just a recent problem.
It's true.
Because if it's a copyright thing, it suggests there was another band called Busted there before. So this must have been... Must have been ages
before. I love after your fish have hand statement that now anything you say is backed up by... That was a really good tangent, actually. That actually kind of makes sense. I could follow your train of thought.
Yeah.
But what if in the time that they split up and now they want to reform some sort of... I don't know how it works. Like that,
oh, I see what you mean. They lost their Busted title. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, this happens with a lot of bands, doesn't it? They start out... Generally, when they join the X Factor, they're called one name. Generally... There is now a situation where every name has been used for a band in the world.
Well, like Little Mix, weren't Little Mix, were they?
What were they before?
Rhythmix.
They were called Rhythmix.
Right.
Let's change it because there was another Rhythmix in Korea or something.
It's quite close to Eurythmix as well, isn't it?
Mm. That is.
Sometimes you can just put an X on the end of things as well, so you could call them, say, Busted X. That's happened previously with
Liberty
other...
X.
They were originally Liberty.
They were called Liberty, but had to put an X on it.
Right. So, I think this is no real, and it's just a producer's attempt to get the word bust read out on the radio. That's my thinking.
Okay.
I think this is real.
That one is real.
Yes.
James Bourne from the band said that in 2003, a man in Holland had a band called Busted already and refused them the rights in the Netherlands. So on all the posters in Holland, all over Amsterdam, it just said Bust. Amazing. And that was their name in Holland. Okay, guys, snails do lay eggs and the baby snails hatch and have a shell already formed.
Wow. That's the best image, isn't it?
And finally,
to celebrate her record-breaking number one album, Adele bought all the party platters from her local supermarket for a family celebration.
Can you... Don't take this the wrong way, everybody. Okay, Adele fans. Can you see?
Don't upset Adele fans. In
about, I think someone's about to take this the wrong way.
In about 8 years, right, Adele being the new face of, like, Iceland. Tell me you can't see it. Tell me you can't see it. Adele walking through the aisles of Iceland, other frozen food supermarkets are available, going, hello, is it... I don't know the lyrics to it. You can't see her flogging
really
frozen
messed up
food.
There, mate.
You've messed up. Right, she's richer than... She's richer than anyone at the moment, right?
Yeah. This wouldn't be a money thing.
No, it is. She's not going to have to do a caricatona and walk down those aisles picking up chocolate creme brulee domes. Right. Is she?
No, you're right, Scott.
A prawn cocktail.
But I've got to say, even with...
You're lying to yourself if you say you can't see it.
I can't.
I'm not saying because of a money thing. I'm just mean. It just would be awesome. It would look cool.
You mean she's the kind of person you can imagine doing it?
That's what I meant.
Oh, well, you've really messed it up, haven't you?
I can't.
Watch the abuse flow in.
What you're trying to say is that she's a very... With those adverts, they're like relatable people.
Yeah,
she's like
salt of the earth kind of person.
People have done very well, but they are relatable.
Yeah.
The kind of people that you can imagine sharing a prawn ring with. Or,
hello.
Or a garland.
Beef what was garland.
Beef garland. Mm. I'm surprised... I'll tell you what, Scott.
That's not
I'm
one.
Surprised some of the ice supermarkets haven't come a call in for you after. after
that would be perfect.
After Strictly. And also, because you sort of fit the bill, don't you?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Well, one.
Why are you offended by it? Well, it's not a bad thing.
Look how angry he is.
Yeah.
I'm helping you out here. I'm saying it works well. It plays well for you.
Mm. Why?
Because you can imagine the advert, can't you?
Why can you? What would I be doing in
like fish fingers in one hand, like a sort of a Viennetta in the other, doing like the cha-cha-cha down the aisle or something like that?
Or that one, you know the one with Peter Andre where he's walking around the cat and a lady walks past and goes, I can't believe it. And he turns around and goes, I know, 99p cheesecake. I can just sort of...
Do you want to do the whole advert? Or...
Oh, you're so upset.
I don't get why you're so annoyed. I would love to be involved in it. I could be the person walking past. Is that? And then you can turn around and go, yes, that's right. Prawn ring, £2.50.
Stop doing the advertising.
He's reading actual deals.
Yeah, you are. May as well just read out the contents of the website.
Do you remember when I went on the websites and put reviews under your name of all the frozen items? You got really annoyed.
Yeah, you were bored one Christmas and decided to review. I was the only review on that website.
I made it like a celebrity endorsement, all under the name Scott Mills.
It said the best garland since Judy.
So much time with your hands.
Okay,
sorry.
Listen,
all right.
to celebrate her record-breaking number one album.
Yeah.
Did Adele buy all the party platters from her local supermarket for a family celebration? Imagine them all there on the radiator defrosting. I'm going to have to put this one in the bath.
Well,
real or no real?
As mentioned, you said she's very, very rich, loads of money.
Yes.
I think she would have splashed that a little bit more and maybe got something else. So okay. I'm saying no real on this one.
I think this is no real.
That one. Is no real.
It is. We don't really know what she did to celebrate. In fact, the last tweet she wrote was telling people how to get tickets for her new tour. At the end of that round today of Real or No Real, what have we got, Chris?
I got 20, Dev got 10.
Yeah!
No, that, you haven't won. What's on today, please?
All right, so we've got a Golden Star Cooler, a excellent star cooler from yesteryear. Also, Annie Mac is popping in after 6 o'clock to help me go through some of the BBC Sound of 2016 list.
Lovely.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Dev is next on Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Back tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1. And at 1:45, comedian Chris Ramsey plays Innuendo Bingo. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.